Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Midwest Grudge Madness with Big Dro and George B. Hey, Dro, what's up?
It's your world, baby.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing. I see y'all got all this going over a bike class.
Yeah, it seems to be creating up some ruckus. Figured tonight would be a good night to talk about that. I was pushing earlier to get some of those guys to call in, and instead of fighting on the internet, we might.
Hello?
Did you hear me? Can you hear me?
You ain't gonna do shit, nigga. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah.
Pedro, you there? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right, I accidentally dropped. I accidentally hit it, went on mute, so that's why you couldn't hear me. You thought it dropped, but it was all good. But anyway, like I said, we have a potential sponsor that we're working with that wants to help out, maybe, possibly. I think they're still kind of on the fence about it, but my hopes was that some of these guy bike guys that were interested would probably call in and chime in on a possible rule set or what we're going to do. Bikes ain't my thing. I've been around it, but it's just not my exact thing. So what do you think about it? Why don't you go ahead and voice your opinion?
It don't matter to me what rules they go with, as long as it's, you know, with the majority of them. If you say no willy bars, it's going to be people with willy bars arguing their case. If you say it's got to be a hand clutch bike, it's going to be people with sliders arguing their case. A lot of the shootouts I see are street tire. Run what you brought outside of a willy bar.
You know, this is my thing. I mean, you know that. I mean, I'm not a bike guy. I don't claim to be a bike guy, but my dad raced motorcycles for years. And from what little that I do know is, you know, it's no different than us small tire guys. I mean, we don't race big tire guys. You know what I'm saying? And we don't. It happens. Don't get me wrong, but 95% of the time, you ain't really going to run a big tire wheelie bar pro mod with your 28-inch drag radio car, or you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, in this day and age, you're seeing street tire bikes with no wheelie bars. So, I mean, it would only make sense. I got a caller with their hand up and might want to chime in. I'm going to let them on, all right? 303-0457, who we got on the line?
Your brother, Dylan.
Oh, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on? Hello?
Who is this? Who is this we have? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here. Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you, Pedro. Maybe they just wanted to listen and accidentally threw the one up. But anyway, like I was saying, you know, I mean, it's normal that, you know, in this day and age, you ain't running wheelie bars and you're running on street tires. So, I mean, I don't really care. I have my own personal opinion on what I think about the clutch setup, but I want to know what the majority wants to do, you know? Do we want to allow lockups or sliders, or do we just want to make it a street tire, no wheelie bar, hand clutch race? I mean,
you know, well, while we're waiting on those bike guys to chime in, I'm gonna pick a fight with you.
Okay.
What you just said earlier about the small tire guys racing the big tire guys. That's what's killing grudge racing right now.
No, I agree 150%. And you know, me of all people, I'm the type of person that any two cars can race if you make the race right. I mean, hell, last time we went to a grudge race.
And you know, I know you'll go, but there's a lot of racers that are so stuck on this, gotta sit like me. But they say they grudge racers. How are you a grudge racer if my car got to sit just like yours?
You're not.
Very,
you're,
very
hard. You're class racing.
Very hard. Yeah, it's very hard to find two cars that sit identical.
Right.
It's always going to be something different. And back when we first started grudge racing, I can remember we went down south and Rick had a back half Camaro, big tire car. and it was a guy out of Chicago that called him out. They had a little Malibu, small tire, small block, and like a street car, just the average interior removed G-body. And when we went to the race, they said that the guy, you know, Rick, he was scared when he seen the car. He was like, this guy ain't going to race me. So he wouldn't even start the Camaro up. You know, he wanted this guy to get his burnout out of the way, everything. And Rick never did a burnout, never did anything. He didn't start the car until the guy got staged. And the lights fell. And when they failed, the guy just kind of sat there. And Rick was sitting there looking around like, I knew this guy wasn't going to race. And about that time, Rick just made up in his mind he was just going to make a pass. And when he went to take off, the guy in the Malibu did at the same time, and it made it a race.
Right.
But it just, it's turned into, I can't race him because he's got big tires. I can't race him because he's got Willy bars. I look at it, you take like Fred's car. I always tease him with the, you got big tires, but, you know, he's got 10.5 on it now, but he used to always just run a 12-inch tire. And I had a 10-inch tire cars. And once he was faster than me, I used to always tell him, you know, I can't mess with you. You got a big tire car. You got Willy bars. But we end up racing every year. And it's just, if your car worked with what you got on it, then why are you worried about what the other person has on his car if you think you can beat him? Because if you don't feel like you can beat him, you shouldn't be messing with him anyway.
Well, I have to disagree to that in a sense because, you know, let's take a car like mine, for example. It sits on a 26-inch 8.5 tire. Are there cars out there that sit on a bigger tire that I have no business racing heads up? Yeah, there is cars out there. But are there cars out there that would wax my ass heads up because I'm on that tire? Maybe. Yeah, probably so. But if the race is right, it might be a different story. And
that's why.
I say I don't have no problem as long as it's right. You know, as long
no,
as
I'm not
knocking
your thing about asking for a spot with certain cars. But at the same time, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay, you back there, Pedro? Yep, we hear you, man.
But what I was saying was, yes, there's going to be cars out there that you can ask for a spot from, and there's cars out there that you can ask for clearly by just looking at them that's got way more on it than your car that probably can't beat you head up. In reality, they probably need a spot from you.
Right, you're right about that. But that's part of the game. You just don't know.
Yeah,
so you need to go in.
Who trick who. But I'm just
– right.
So I guess picking the fight with you was the wrong thing to say because you will race if you feel like the race is right. But you get these racers who just absolutely will holler, well, I ain't racing him because he this or he that. To me, that just takes away from the game.
And I guess in a sense to what you're saying, and it can all kind of relate to the arguing that's been going on the internet about the bike stuff, you know. This guy's got this, so, well, I'm set up to do this, so I can't come do that, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
In a sense, what you're saying can kind of relate to that.
You know, because if it was left up to me, I'd tell him come in there on a street tire, and I don't give a damn if you had whoever raced pro stock bike, if you on a street tire, race it.
Right. Well, you know, and like I said on that thread anyway is, hey man,
I don't care if you got a wheelie bar and a slider clutch. If you got a wheelie bar with a slider clutch or whatever the hell you got going on, enter it, because I want to watch you. I want to watch you ride that thing. You know, somebody that's accustomed to winding the fucker up, dropping the clutch and hanging on, you know, that's a little different than a street tire bike with a hand clutch. So,
right.
I mean, in that situation, I'm almost like, fuck, let that shit in. Let it in, you know, let's do it. Because, I mean, I've been around long enough where I don't think he's going to get into the money, but, hey, I could be proved wrong. If, you know, if everyone's going to talk smack on the internet, maybe he needs to take his shit off and get in there and prove everybody wrong. But
I seen there was some guy commented on there. He had, I think, a Harley. And he said, you know, hey, I know I probably don't stand a chance against the Hayabusa, the ZX14s and stuff. Tire, no wheelie bar, I want to race. So I'll be there.
Right. Now, you know, we got about 14 callers on the line, so my hope is that people that we're following online are called in to listen and to chime in and give us their opinions on a rule set or what they think about what we're gonna do, if we're gonna do it, or are we not gonna do it. Do I think that we have time to fit it in the program? Yeah, I do. I mean, we have the track from 12 o'clock to 11. So one thing that I don't want to do is I don't want to, you know, to get the sponsor. I don't want to set the race up and then not have anybody show up. So I guess I'm kind of, you know, I mean, because we're going to have a lot of cars, not only in our two shootouts, but we're going to have a lot of cars that are there just to grudge race. So I don't want to schedule it all and then have it not go down, because I mean, there's other things that we can be going on in the place. So if there's anybody listening, there's quite a few listeners online. Push the one button and join in on the conversation and give us your feelings, thoughts, input, and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. There we go. We got a hand that's gone up. So 319-1892. Your mic is live. Who do we got online?
This is Andre online here.
What's going on, Andre?
What's going on, Andre?
Call in. I just want to listen, everybody. I understand what you're saying about the wheelie bar bike and kick the bars off, but, you know, I think a lot of people won't come maybe because they don't want to go up against that type of bike. You know, I'm not bragging. I have a turbo bike. I'm not that fast on it, but I just like to be out there and race. If my bike breaks, you know, I'm going to still be there. I'll put the money up, $500 up or whatever. If other people want to bring in sponsors too, I'll do that. But one thing that's very frustrating for me is you'll get a lot of people in Iowa that'll want to say they don't want to travel far, and there's a race with guys we can maybe get, let's say we get $1,500, you know, as far as money, as far as the race, and people are like, well, I don't know if I'll come. That's what's very frustrating for me is, like, you tell everybody, and they want to bash it, or, like, they don't want to do anything. But the going back to the thing as far as the slick bike with the wheelie bars, me personally, I don't want to run against it, but if you guys want to decide that, that's fine. I could care less. You know, if I get put out the first one, I'm still amongst people. I can maybe get a small grudge list of somebody, but I just want to see it and see the fall from them and go well. I mean, if the guys get cars coming, if we get 20 bikes, it'd be better than nothing. You know, but I just get tired of, like, people talking trash on the internet and saying things on Facebook, but they don't actually come to the track and do anything, you know. That's what's difficult for me.
I agree 150% with you, Andre. And, you know, since we're kind of talking about money and that kind of stuff, I'm working with a potential sponsor. We haven't tossed any amounts around, but let me tell you this, and let me ask you what you think, and what, and I'm gonna tell you what I think. For a payout, I would like to be able to guarantee $1,000. I'd like to be able to say, hey, we're gonna put up $1,000 no matter the bike count, a lot like what we're doing in the 28-29 shootout. And then on top of that, I would like to have a $100 buy-in and put 100% into the pot.
Yeah.
So we'll guarantee $1,000 potentially. This is all ballpark numbers, but if we could guarantee $1,000 and then $100 buy-in, all completely into the pot. So if we get 20 bikes that show up and we got $1,000 up plus everybody throws $100, we got a $3,000 pot. There ain't been no street bikes or not even no small tire shootout in the state of Iowa that's seen a payout like that. So if we can accomplish that, what I see is no excuses. There's no excuses. Show up or show out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll be willing to do it. Only one thing I like to say, too, is that day, let's make sure we do it. And we can talk more about this. It's in August. But just make sure everything runs well, because a lot of guys, you know, I know that I don't know what it's – I've never seen a lot in Cedar Falls, but, like, you know, people are going to get races locked in and things like that, people are talking on the line and things like that, just to make sure things are moving properly. You know, like, let's don't have a track down for 10 minutes if we can be making passes. That's all I'm saying, too.
If you, my big concern is, like, tonight they're having a race over in Dorchester, and they started a shootout. They had it was an invitation-only race. They invited 9 cars for a shootout.
Yeah.
$5,000 payout, and they only invited 9 cars. 8 cars showed up. 1 broke. That left them with 7. Their shootout started at 2 o'clock today,
mm-hmm.
and they hadn't ran first round at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
How is that even and possible?
They just jack around.
And that's
one thing. Me and George are going to sit down and lay out a time frame of what time our shootouts are going to start. Mm-hmm. And those, it's going to be some lanes set up for the grudge racing, and then it's going to be lanes for the shootouts. And when we call those shootouts and set those times, they're going to be held in stone.
Yeah.
Because
right.
to take a whole day to get, you need to go and get your shootout out of the way. And then people that want to grudge and do whatever, you got the rest of the day for that.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and we'll sit down and we're going to have, we're going to have everything laid out on paper. The announcer and the power is going to have everything laid out on paper. I work real close with Justin, the new track manager, and one good thing to say about him is they really seem to be catering kind of to the heads up market now, and that's awesome for us. But what I would like to see in a potential schedule is, you know, okay, we're gonna run these shootouts. I would like to bang them out, get them out right out of the way. And let's say we got the 28-29 that runs, and then I'd like to do maybe a couple grudge races, and then bam. I mean, we'll have to see how it works, and then go right into the other one. But I don't want any dinking around too, because I want to get them out of the way. I myself,
yeah.
I'd like to run everything right off the trailer. I mean, just to make it that much more interesting. You know what I'm saying? No test hits. Let's just get in and get it done.
That's good in a sense, but in another one, if we get a lot of people from out of town, George, that have never been down that track, I don't want to disadvantage them that away. Let them, you know, say like if the gates open at noon, the track say the race starts, they start letting people go down the track, we'll just use 1 o'clock for a number. We could say, okay, first round of the shootout will be at 2:30. So now you got an hour and a half to get your car up there, make you a hit, and come on back, cool your car off, and be ready.
Yeah, I suppose I'm not opposed to that either, just setting a time frame.
And I don't want you coming in staging at 2:30 talking about, well, I need to make a hit because I just got here.
Right.
Well, you knew.
And we could also just say, hey, these 3 classes, you know, from 12 o'clock to 1:30, is nothing but shootout cars making their test hits. Everybody gets one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at 2 o'clock, we're starting rounds.
Right.
So
there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because I don't want to see somebody come from, say, Georgia and never been to Iowa down this track and first run an 8 car set up for one type of track and we got a different type track or, you know.
Yeah, which we all know that we did.
Yeah. But it shouldn't be any major things that they have to do to make their car ready.
Right. Anybody else on the line that wants to talk, go ahead and press the 1 button and join in on the conversation and tell us your thoughts on a potential bike race. And
we can kind of discuss it from there. There's quite a few listeners on the board here, so don't be shy. Throw your one up, and let's talk about it. But for now, do you
any Chicago numbers on there? Huh?
Give me an area code there. What's the area code for there?
706 or 771, I think.
No, sir. I see a 612 and a 252 and a 515 is what I got on the line for out of state. So,
I spoke.
Anyway, Andre, are you still on the line, Andre?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you have do you know some potential bikes that would be interested to join in with us for that race if we do one? I don't know a lot of bike guys.
I've tagged everybody on Facebook. The guys that are like kind of nearby. I talked to Glenn Spickles. He's I didn't talk to him. I just came. He just replied back on Facebook, but he's over in Rockford. There's a few guys that may come. You know, that's why I say. I mean, even if you let Pro Street Bikes in, I know they're really fast bikes, you know, but they just get the bike count. You know, you can get more bikes there. But there are lots of bikes in Iowa. I know, like guys down in the morning, like Bob Doherty. There's some guys. I forget his name. His last name is Kerry. He has a BMW. You know, those guys race at Eddyville. But there's bikes, you know, all over Iowa. You got Dave Rose out of Rochester. I mean, not Rochester, but up in Minnesota. But there's a lot of bikes there. Just the thing about it, what I hate about this is everybody that talks stuff, they'll talk about everything on Facebook, but they'll never actually step up and say anything. I know that Al Barnes down in City Rapids, those guys, you know, they like to do some things, but I'll just keep messaging people and letting them know. And like I talked to Pedro today, if he can get some flyers, I can push that on some of the bike boards, things like that, you know.
Yeah. And that'll come if we decide to do it. That'll come along for sure.
Yeah.
So, I got couple bikes from down south that's coming, one from Minnesota.
Right. Either way, bikes are going to be welcome. It's just, are we going to do a shootout or not? And that's why I kind of dedicated this segment tonight to discuss that. And there's quite a few listeners, but not too many people want to talk about it. So, and like I said, guys, for those of you listening that aren't putting your opinion in, you need to press the one and get on because there could be a sponsor or two listening to. You just don't know. So you need to express yourself on what you think. But for the meantime, Andre, what do you think about the clutch deal?
I don't know. So I have currently, on my bike, it's called a hand slider. I mean, you have to actuate the clutch itself before the bike. You don't, it'll die. A full slider, I don't know, it just takes less, not much more skill, I guess. I mean, they might say I don't have much skill, but with at least a hand clutch, you have to do some work there. Just a slider, you just sit there and two-step and let the bike go. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on what other people want to do. I also, like I said, I don't really care if I race against one of those bikes. I just want to race. I could care less, in my opinion.
Right.
No. But I mean, if the guy with the wheel, I mean, it's up to Pedro, you know, and you guys. If the guy with the wheel bar bike wants to race, if you want to let him race. I could care, you know, I don't care. He might, you know, short shift or something. Somebody come around him, who knows. But one thing I do want to say we do, for bikes, I would like to run them quarter mile, in my opinion. You know.
Okay. And that was something that me and Pedro had already talked about, and we're going to have to check with Justin at Cedar Falls about that because just for prep. For prep purposes, the thing was going to be set up to run 8th. But I did feel the bug in his ear when I talked to him a couple months ago that if somebody wanted to do a quarter-mile grudge race, I wanted to be able to let him do it. So we'll talk more with him about that. But, I mean, if he would let us, I'd like to see it go quarter-mile too.
So either way, it doesn't really matter to me, you know, what the rules are, but I know a lot of guys are going to say no wheelie bar, no slicks, you know, hand clutch. I have a rock slide clutch on my bike. It's not a stock clutch. But I do have to actually activate the clutch lever itself in order for it to work. I have to throw it away, you know, with the slider. You just sit there and let it go, you know.
They ain't going to say nothing about it right now. It'll be about 9:02 once the show over. Then they get back on Facebook with it.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. Anybody out there, you need to throw your one up and put your opinion in.
For the meantime, what's new, Pedro? What's new in the country world?
Well, last weekend we went down to Bobby Cole's $30,000 race down in Hattiesburg. Boy, it was some good racing down there. He gave away $30,000 and had to beg cars to get in the class. And it really discouraged him because now he's talking about in a few months he's going to possibly do one for $60,000. And instead of it just being catered to just grudge racers, he says it. He's entertaining the idea of doing it like a Mike Hill race. And as long as you fit the rules, you can get in. He don't care if it's a class car or what. Just for the fact that he didn't feel like he got the support that he should have received from the grudge world. Because when somebody puts $30,000 out there with free entry, it should have been too many cars to even get the class over with. I think he had 14 cars in one class and 16 in the other, and he had to actually go out in the pits and get guys that were there to grudge race but not for the class race. And he had to just actually ask them, you know, man, this is free entry. All you got to do is bring your car up. And the killing part about it, George, the man was paying back 16 places. So had you just entered the race, you were guaranteed to win some money. If
and it
you
was
lose
free
the
to
first
get in.
Round, it was free to
you
get in.
You were getting paid to make a pass.
Yeah, and there was people there that could have been very competitive in the class that didn't get in the class, but they made test hits all day. I couldn't understand it to save myself.
Right, right. So was there any good grudge racing while you were down there?
Yeah, my buddies down there, they've got called Trick Racing, and Trick Racing along with HRC out of Alabama, Hancock Fabrication, I believe it is. They have a twin turbo Mustang. They got a G-body nitrous car on 275s, and they got a Street Mustang, full interior, full exhaust. Their Street Mustang did three grudge races with Three Lug out of Chicago. And they were the underdogs. And Three Lug, he finally beat them that Sunday night. You know, the Saturday races, he just kept having problems. I think he red lighted one time and something else happened to his car another time. But that third time was a charm for Three Lug. And then there was a few more grudge races that I really didn't know the guy. There was one, the Hannibal car in prime time. That was a good grudge race.
What car was prime time racing with?
They had Trouble, the gold, white and gold Camaro.
Yeah.
They had that car there. They had their new Malibu there. And then they had, what was that other little Mustang that they ran Boost 12 with? Trigger Man drives.
Trigger Man, yeah, the Wizard.
Yeah. They don't call it the Wizard anymore. It's called something else now. They wrecked it over there. I don't know if that car be back out or not.
Oh, they did, huh?
Yeah, he made a pass and his brakes went out.
Nice. Was that bad?
Yeah, it was a bad wreck. But he was, you know, his cage and safety equipment came into use and he was all right. He laughed and talked about it. The Lethal Weapon car, it was there. It wrecked over there. The white Monte Carlo belonged to Johnny Roundtree. He had Tony Wright driving it. And they made a hit, their second pass, and the throttle stuck.
No, wow, ouch.
and it spun around. He drove the hell out of it, you know, and it didn't do anything but clip the back bumper a little bit. But it must have got everything back. Shut everything off and popped the chutes and got on the brakes.
Right. So he didn't get hurt or nothing like that?
Nuh-uh, he didn't get hurt either. There was a Pontiac that wrecked there. I think it was a big tire car. I'm not really for sure. Very beautiful car. It wrecked there. It really tore it up. And that guy, he didn't get hurt either, no more than his feelings. But,
well, you know, between last year and this year, one thing that I've kind of learned is that it's not a matter of, you know, will it happen? It's a matter of when it's going to happen. If you race long enough, it's going to happen. But I tell my buddies this. You know when you go to Target and you got to take something back, you got to return something, you got to pull that little fucking, that little number out of that little hairdryer looking thing, and they got to call your number? It's just like, it's a matter of if your number's called or not. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen, so. But, anybody out there want to chime in, throw the one up.
Reload wrecked this car yesterday.
That's what I heard. Do you know what happened with that?
I'm not sure. I know he swept the light really bad when they were racing straight off the trailer. And the car he was racing, I've seen it run a few times, and I just couldn't imagine him running that car down. But they say Three Lug won the race. On the video, you can't really see a lot of detail. But I spoke with some people that's close to him. They said he was all right and the car is an easy fix. And he'll be back out pretty quick. And he said he'll be here to see about you August 29th.
You talked to him, huh?
Yep. Three Lug said he's going to come and shut you up. He said that he's sick of me putting you on him.
I'll be ready for him. I'll be ready for him. He's got to come with no bars on, though, and we're going to the 8th mile.
He didn't have any bars on down there, and, I mean, I had a lot of fun with Three Lug last Saturday.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I'll tell you what, dude. He's a funny fucking guy. I mean, he cracks me up.
That Sunday morning, we got to the track from the hotel, and my buddies that had beat him twice Saturday. Just as soon as we pulled up and walked over to the trailers, here come Three Lug, him and Big Drag. And Three Lug just lit into him because they weren't going to run him anymore because they just kept telling him, they said, man, we ain't supposed to beat you anyway. So we got lucky. We're going to just go with that. Talked to him so bad that they had to race him.
So he got in his head, huh?
Yeah, and then he ended up giving my buddies a Italian name in that race also.
What?
They gave him an Italian name when he ran him. He got down on the big end. He was so far in front of him, he patted the throttle and called him Wop, Wop, Wop.
Nice shit. So what's going on down in the Lou with the other cars and stuff? Coming. We ready to rock?
I got one buddy, the guy that bought that Firebird I was telling you about down by Cedar Rapids. He's getting his headers made yesterday. He's supposed to have been done with them today. So, did it yesterday. It's going to be a big tire wheelie bar car with a big block. And Fred's going to get started on his here this week, I believe, putting the engine in. I'll get started on mine this week, hopefully.
Yeah, it's time to get down to business.
It really is.
Should have been racing this weekend.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
What about Rick? Rick ready to give Fitty the back tire then, or what?
Rick ain't giving Fitty the back tire. I got something else for Fitty.
What's that?
I got something better than that for Fitty.
The one you sent me the other day?
I got a buddy out of Chicago. He wants the same thing from Rick. He wants the back tie. So since Rick's so scared to give up the back tie, I figured him and 50, they both want the same from Rick, so they should be the same thing. He drives.
Right?
He's got a Z28 Camaro. He's going to drive here from Chicago. Ain't changing tires, ain't doing nothing. Going straight to 50.
Going right up his ass,
Rick,
huh?
He said if Rick anywhere on the property, he going to make Rick racing.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. We'll see if it happens. It should.
And
happen.
You know he got a mouthpiece on him, so he's gonna make somebody race.
Right. Yes, sir, Bob. Well, you got anything else for tonight, Pedro? No one else wants to put their hand up and talk, so I think we kind of discussed everything. And I suppose it sounds to me like Andre's the only one with a bike that wants to race, so I don't know what we're going to do about that.
Might let Andre put his 500 up, and I put 500 on top of it, and he'd go up there and make a shakedown, and he'd win $1,000.
Right. Okay, man. Well, if anybody else wants to throw their one up and talk, we'll go into a commercial break here and throw you one up. Otherwise, we'll call it a night, I think. Unless you got anything else to talk about, Pedro?
Not right now. I can't woof at nobody because I ain't got no oil pressure yet.
Okay.
Mix as soon as I get oil pressure.
All the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com.
You still on, Andre?
Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
I think Andre timed out for the night, Pedro.
Okay. So what you thinking on the new tires? You going to try them?
Well, when we get some availability, I might do it. But, I went out and made some hits with my car, and I made some changes and got some data. And I think I'm not going to go away with this 26.85 yet, just yet.
Okay.
Last year I was having some problems with the tire shaking, and my first clean hit of the year, the car set a personal best with nearly no timing in it because I was having some issues with my crank trigger and the best 60-foot, and I think the changes that I made really helped that tire. So I gotta go out and let myself know that it has more. So I'm gonna work on that before I give up on it. But I think it's got some good potential, so I'm not going to toss it out just yet.
I think I'm going to call Zabo tomorrow and order me a set.
Well, you know, the thing that I really want to do is I really want to go to, hey, we got a number with a hand up. So 612-5563, who do we got on the line? Your mic is live. What's up, it's Chip. What y'all left to?
What's going on?
What's up, Chuck? When y'all going to get out and have a first race day?
When is the opening day, George?
I want to say the end of this month. I was actually giving Tyler some shit the other day about...
I thought it was like in the 8th. I thought it was in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I think it's the end of April.
Okay. It's about time, huh?
Yes,
about
sir.
About time. I don't plan to take my shit out for a while, but I'd like to see Tyler get out and get your El Camino out so we can get some tuning in. But we're about there, boys.
Yeah. So you enjoyed the trip down south, huh?
Yeah, man, it was a blast. A real blast.
you feel that you got to step your game up, or you think you're going to be okay the way you is?
I'm okay the way I am. I just know who to dodge. I know which pond my fish supposed to be in.
Yeah, I can dig that.
I got one of them Mickey Mouse fishing poles. I fish where the little fish at.
Yeah, so what you say, everybody want to jump on old Rick, huh?
Yeah, everybody want to try old Rick. But everybody that want to try him, they really don't want to try him because they all want him to spot him.
Oh, okay.
When we talked yesterday, he said that he had a dog named Spot, and if any of them go find that motherfucker, they can have it.
Yeah, that's something. Well, Rick must have been kicking up a little dust or something to make everybody want to be after.
Yeah, he put 7 spark plugs in there all winter. The 8th one's so hard to change. It's been in there for 2 years now.
Yeah. Well, Rick ain't on the line calling nobody out, so he must be content doing his land in the bushes, huh?
He in the bushes looking, but the next couple weeks, I'm going to break that weed eater out, and we're going to cut these bushes down, and they're going to have to be seen. Bug was asking about you yesterday. Bug, Tempaho.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
He doing good. He got a car out of up at this one dude's house getting some front exit headers built on it.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Well, I know he want to beat me up too, so I ain't even worried about it.
Yeah.
Well, y'all don't pick on me too bad, man. You know, give brother a break.
Well, I know that you ain't going to be picked on too much. I think you can handle your own. You don't need no help. And once they get you in a corner, I know you can come out of it if you desire.
Well, you know, I'm going to take a little picking and fighting, but if it comes to that, I ain't going to be too scared.
I hear you.
You know, thanks to Kevin. Kevin. Yeah, what you said?
Hey,
a lot of,
what's the George?
One thing I wanted to let everybody know is we are now Eastern Iowa's Renegade dealer. So if anybody needs any fuel, I'm going to be placing an order here on Tuesday. So get in contact with me for pricing. And if you want to place an order, I can tell you that the fuel is just as good, if not better, than BP, and a hell of a lot better cost. So if anybody needs to stock up on fuel before we get rolling for the season, just give me a call, shoot me a message on Facebook. Like I said, I'm going to place an order on Tuesday, so get in and holler at me and we can get you hooked up.
Yeah, after you get off, text me a price on a pail of that 112.
Yeah, I can do that for you, Pedro.
I got some. I need to clean some spark plugs and some carburetors.
Is that what you want to do with it, really?
Yeah, I'm putting it in my parts washer.
Okay.
It's got too much octane for my car. I just go to the pump and get some gas for it.
Yeah, I hear you. 319-4384, your mic is live. Who do we got on the line?
Yeah, George, this is Al.
Going on,
just letting you guys know that should we be in town, which it's looking like we might be, we'll probably be bringing 4 or 5 bikes up.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think about the clutch rule?
The clutch rule to me, realistically, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're running a full slider or not. If you want to run a wheelie bar, I don't care if you're running a wheelie bar. If you want to show up and you want to race, you guys need to determine if you're going to have it as a straight up grudge, or if you're going to have it a shootout where you're going to put rules and regulations on it.
Right. what I think we're leaning towards is a shootout. But the really the
that
only
they
thing
can grudge at also now.
Right. I mean, but we want to do a shootout with a payout. You know what I'm saying? So people can come and try to win the money if they don't want to grudge race anybody. I mean, the shootout will be clocked off. Yeah, you can get in it. But I want to have a structured payout shootout race so people can say, hey, we're coming to try to win some money. You know what I'm saying?
So the problem that you guys are going to have, though, you know, people are going to want to show up and race. That's fine. But it's the same old, same old. You know, you're going to line up a street ET bike with a pro street bike?
No, you're not going to.
But then how are you going to set the rules to conform to that?
That's why I'm leaning more towards a clutch rule, because obviously we can't limit people on a wheelbase rule because there's a wide variety of that. But what is the majority going to do for a clutch? Is there more hand clutches out there than there is, you know, lockups or what? That's why I'm asking your opinion on the clutch thing, because I'm kind of leaning towards that. Is that going to be the rule maker?
Well, if you set it up as a if you set it up with putting some limits on it, you could actually limit the swing arm length, and then that's going to get a lot of the heavy hitters out of there as far as keeping it fair for the guys that are running a more traditional street ET class. The guys that are running the long swing arms, you know, the 12, 14 inches over, that's when you're going to start getting into the straight-up grudge bikes, the pro street bikes. If you keep it under 10 inches on the swing arm length, that's one way to kind of limit it. There are a lot of bikes that have to have a lockup style clutch because they're simply making too much power, where a traditional hand clutch won't hold the clutch. And I know
right.
that you can say, well, there's guys that go over to the COTS events and they do it, but they're pulling the clutch out after every pass, or they're changing stacks out, and that's not going to be what you're going to get coming to Iowa races.
So you're saying, what would that be, a 68-inch wheelbase limit?
No, you don't put a wheelbase limit on it. Every bike has its own wheelbase. Put a 6-inch or a 10-inch over. I would say go with a 10-inch over limit on the swing arm. So if a bike comes factory at 58 inches, that bike can be at 68 inches. If that bike comes factory at 61 inches, it can be 71 inches.
Right. Okay. So you think that would be the best way to regulate it, is just say, hey, you get 10 inches over, that's all you get. No wheelie bars.
Well, if you're trying to make it so that it's competitive for everybody across the board, then you're going to have to figure out how to rein it in. Because to be honest with you, if I show up, if Dave Roizen shows up, if anybody who's running anybody who's running anything faster than a Crazy 8 bike, chances are they're going to probably go farther than the street ET bikes. That's common sense, right?
Right.
Okay, so now how do you pull the reins in a little bit? You know, my bike is self-starting. It's got a headlight. It's got a taillight. I got ground clearance. But is it legal, or should it be fair for me to run against a street ET bike? No, and I wouldn't run against a street ET bike because what's the point?
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to figure out a way that can involve everybody and not leave anybody out. But one thing
I'm set on
is no wheelie bars.
Yeah, you're going to piss on somebody's parade no matter what.
Whatever rule you make, it's going to be somebody to say, well, why is this?
Absolutely. And that's why if you put some just basic things together to kind of, some basic guidelines without getting too involved with what you're trying to restrict, you know, that would be ideally the way to do it. because to me, realistically, when I look at running a race like that, I don't care if a bike has a slick. I don't care if a bike has a wheelie bar. The bikes that are going to be coming here, it simply just it doesn't matter to me. And there's a lot of guys that are running the higher-powered bikes that if you want to run a wheelie bar, run it. It's not going to matter to us. However, if I'm running a street ET bike, I could see where I don't want to run against a wheelie bar bike because that is a fun, unfair advantage with how consistently you're going to run at that point.
Right.
So what are you saying, that let bars in but just mandate a street tire?
No, I don't even – guys with bars aren't going to be running a street tire.
And that's what I'm saying. So is that a way to make it fair? Because even if
well,
they are, you know that.
I would think
even
that
if they are,
unfortunately, I think that you have to basically make it a no-bar event. And I hate to say that because I don't want to see the bike count fall off or guys that are running bars not show up. But if you're going to run a class where you want some structure to it, it's not going to be competitive and or fair to the guys that are running a more traditional street ET kind of setup versus a bar bike typically. But, you know, then again, from what we've seen with bar bikes, we have a lot of street tire bikes in our stable that will run against a bar bike with no problem. But that's not the typical bike.
You grudge
right.
race your bike, man?
What's that?
Do you grudge race your bike?
No, I run pro street class.
Because there's a couple dudes with bikes like you explaining that's going to be here for grudging. You know, they got street tires and their bike is stretched. You know, 68 inches is about half the length of their bike. I see some of them, they roll out of a 24-foot enclosed car trailer. Look like a damn dragster. And they call it a
yep.
bike. But
if it's got a DOT tire, it's good to go.
Yeah, and that's they all run those Shinkos, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
So I don't know. I guess you guys, first of all, if you're going to do something, realistically, I hope that the bike count turns up. You're going to piss somebody off no matter what rules you put in place. I think a 10-inch over arm might be a good place to start. You know, I don't think you should necessarily limit the clutch because you're gonna have a lot of guys that don't show up. I don't think it necessarily should be a full slider. You know, you got the Hayes, you got the Rock Solid, you got a Gen 2 clutch that are a hand slider with lockups. You know, you get a bike that's even making around 230, 240 horse at the wheel, and a stock clutch isn't going to hold it.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm not
going to
close.
We'll have to come up with something, I guess, and just either go with it or don't go with it, you know?
Yeah.
But basically what I was looking for was just some opinions from other people. So
well, the problem with opinions is that it's gonna piss somebody off, and you guys just need to just set something and just stick with it. And hold your ground with it. This is the way it is. You either want to show up or you don't.
Right. Yeah, and that's what we did with the streetcar class, and it seems to be working good.
Well, and unfortunately, with the lot of the classes that are ran around here for the bike ET classes that we run around here, that's why the count's fallen off considerably, and it's so hard to get the count up, is because there's too many regulations. You can't run an air shifter. Your bike can only be this long. You have to have this. You can't have that. And when you start putting regulations on things, it starts turning people away. But, you know, if you want to run it a straight-up grudge event, run it a straight-up grudge event. Otherwise, you have to put something on it for a regulation.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to
discuss it and make up a decision. And I'm working with a potential sponsor that's kind of waiting on us to see what we're going to do, and we'll have to talk to them and see if we can make it happen.
Well, good luck to you guys, and like I said, if we're there, we will we'll probably be bringing at least 4 to 5 up. So,
okay, all right, appreciate it, Al. Thank you.
Yeah, talk to you guys later.
All right, have a good night.
319-8551. Your mic is live. Who do we have on the line?
Calvin.
Hello.
What's up, Calvin?
Hey, as an ex-bike racer, make that whole thing simple. Like that guy said, just make it a no-bar race and be done with it. Don't throw no more rules at that thing, or else you're gonna screw up. You're gonna run a lot of races off. You want a big bike count.
Right. No bars, street tire, let it hang.
That's the only way you're going to bring people from all directions. If not, you're going to get a local count, and that's going to be it.
Right, and I don't want that. I mean, if we wanted that, we would do that every weekend. So.
Right. There's enough places out there that have
high-quality
bikes. Right. Yeah. You can get a good count if you just make it a no-bar race and be done.
Hey, Kevin, you know I'm looking for you, right?
What's that?
I said, Kevin, you know I'm looking for you, right?
Yeah, I ain't hard to find. I'll be there. My car coming out of the chassis shop as of tomorrow.
And don't say your bike no more.
My car, I'm sorry. If y'all make me mad, I'll get a bike before that time, too.
Meant to call you earlier today. Lindell done won that shootout yesterday. In Holly Springs.
Yeah, that's good.
They had to run that Mustang. Both their cars was in the finals.
Some boys stepping up. I like that.
They really, that car has came so far.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, I'm sending you an invoice, man.
You sending me an invoice?
Yes.
Okay.
For fucking with me. You know, you made me have to go spend a little more money, man.
Well, we might have a major problem there. But I'm going to run what I got, and that's all I got.
Yeah, well, that's all I got now, too. Yeah. So you had me scared. Now I like a cat on the ceiling, man. You scared me to death.
No. Don't let me scare you. I ain't one out there to scare you. I just like racing.
Yeah, well, you had me scared anyway, goddammit. Maybe that's what you didn't get, but that's what happened.
You shouldn't be scared of me. I'm the guy out there wishing I had your old motor.
Huh?
You shouldn't be scared of me. I'm the guy out there wishing I had your old motor.
Yeah, well, just sitting around, ready to go.
Well, I had to win the lottery to do that. All right, guys, I'm at work. I got to get offline.
All right, man.
Thanks
for your input. Pick
me off.
Mm.
Take care.
Yep. All right, boys. Well, what's up with Fred?
Call
me and talk a little shit, huh?
No, Fred, been a little under the weather over the weekend.
Okay. All right, we're gonna wrap it up, huh?
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up and get ready to get this work week out the way and get in the shop Saturday.
All right, then. You guys have a good one.
You too, my man.
All right, later.
Take care, Chuck. Pedro, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I guess that'll conclude our this week's episode, so I want to thank everybody for calling in, and hope everyone had a good Easter. I know I ate plenty more than I probably should have, but we'll catch y'all next week.
All right, I'll talk to you later on, George.
Sounds good, Pedro. Take care. Bye.